This is a Pinball News production.
Thank you. So as Rob said, I just tend to fell into collecting clips. We have a brand new one just 2 weeks ago. I don't know. Anyone know what it is or see it before? America's Got Talent. It was just on. Any clip, any TV, any movie, anything that involves pinball, mentions pinball. I don't have a lot of them here. Even if they're like the guy is walking through his house and a pinball's in the background, I try to get it. The two people, Dan Marquardt, I don't think he's here, and another guy, Bruce Clark, are two of my biggest helpers. He called me immediately after that was on, but I had already TiVo'd it, but that's his clip he sent to me. And I'm going to do, in the last couple years we've talked, and I've showed fast clips. I'm trying to show some longer ones this time. There's a lot of new ones. People been at Stern quite a lot. They've been on the NBC News. They've been on a lot of Fox cable stuff's been there. Live stuff's been there. I have one on here now. Then there's some really old stuff. There's some new stuff that we just found. And then there's some old stuff that we just found. One of them, and we'll get to it, I found out about reading in the Pin Game Journal. True, because he wrote that Dave Marston wrote a column in this issue that you have, a Pinball on Record, and mentioned a movie called Sensations of 45, right? That's got a pinball dancing scene. It's very cool with Woody Herman, and the dancer is Eleanor Powell, and we'll have that whole clip. So it's not that it's new, but I just discovered it. So I'm going to kind of play it. I might make a few comments here and there, but pretty much it's a self-explanatory thing. How many people are first-time Expo attendees? It's always like half. It's so cool. And so the people that have been here, how many, and it's okay, did not see the last couple talks that I did. All right, cool. So most, because there's some stuff I've played before, but then right after it's something new. So we'll just do it. And some of the volume is very varied. I'm going to try to catch it with the volume control, but kind of watch your ears. And I apologize if I miss it. Oh, and I forgot. Some of these and many, many, many more are available on the Pin Game Journal Media Clips tapes, Volume 1 and 2. Tapes, not tapes, that's how old I am, DVDs. We have them available at the Pin Game Journal booth. They're packaged along with three DVDs of Williams' promo clips. Those have been around a lot, but this is all of them. Just so you know, a number of years ago, Williams made me a three videotape set of everyone that they had, and I've put them all onto these DVDs, and it includes outtakes, it includes all kinds of cool stuff. So that's a five-disc set. It's $30, and the money goes to help the Pinball Hall of Fame too. On top of that, so it's a good deal. And then there's going to be. I promised last year by the end of the year, Media Clips number 3 will be available. It wasn't. It's not available now. I won't promise by the end of the year, but I'm going to really try. A lot of these will be on that.
Game or what? It's the 60th anniversary, only 60 years for the pinball machine. And in a moment, you're going to hear from two real pinball wizards. They are 4 and 5, in fact, in the world, and they have special...
There's a new champion!
Yes, right? No. Do you play pinball, really?
No,
I never have either.
It's fun, though.
Is it really?
It's really fun.
Okay, maybe I'll get my first shot here. I tried it a couple of times. I was a disaster. Anyway, good morning, America. Diane Sawyer.
And I'm Robin Roberts. I feel like I'm in an arcade this morning. Can I go back and play pinball now?
Let's meet them. Let's meet them here. We've got Josh Sharp and Zach Sharp. And as we said, 4 and 5 in the world's 60th anniversary of the pinball machine. Yeah. So tell me, what makes a championship pinball player?
A lot of practice, a lot of dedication, and strong hand-eye coordination, and the ability to learn rules within a game to maximize your potential for big scoring.
Would you say Chris Cuomo's really good? Or?
He said he's never played before, but he's actually got some skills.
Pinball wizard.
want to hear this. I want to hear this machine lobby.
Oh, sure. This was custom made by Stern Pinball and brought to you by the American Amusement Machine Association, right for you guys.
This is great.
Can we hear it? When you hit one, it's like, oh, whoa!
It has a theme song playing and voices and stuff.
Good, because then you don't see that I'm doing a horrible job.
This is very cool, because there's a mini game up there, too, at the same time.
If you can hit these little pinballs here to spell pinball,
right,
you can get up into the mini play show that Chris was playing earlier.
When you hit these, that's breaking news. Breaking news.
Anyway, let's go to weather. Weather. Sam Champion is out of the cold in Minneapolis, as you know.
Look at Robin giving it that body English. Robin's like really in there. Just don't rock. You can't rock the machine, Robin. That's kind of like a little bit not really allowed. And Chris, what did they say? He needed more practice or something like that? All right, let's get to the boards. We'll show you exactly what's going on.
All right, now, every year Tim Arnold usually shows up at Pinball Expo. He was a mainstay here for many, many years. But since he started the Pinball Hall of Fame, he's really been kept there by that, and it's a day-to-day, minute-to-minute, hour-to-hour thing to keep the games going, to keep things happening. And as you saw, he's in a current location. Apparently, that location is becoming less than optimal, and so there's been some movement on that. So I thought it'd be interesting to hear from Tim. So I just called him, and he is going to appear at Pinball Expo for the first time in a couple years. At least his voice is. Tim, are you there?
I am here.
Can we hear this?
Yes,
we can.
I can hear you fine.
All right. So tell us about the at least impending news about the Pinball Hall of Fame.
Well, the location we're at, which was next to a theater, the theater has closed and shut down. So we lost about a third of our business from people that would come out of the theater and in to play games. So we've been looking around for other space. And we found a space that's about twice as large as where we're at now, located at 1610 East Tropicana, which is a lot closer to the Strip. And we put in an offer to purchase it. I should be hearing back by Monday on whether they accept our offer or not. So we may be moving soon. If this deal doesn't work out, we're working on several other things that would be larger and more easily reached by tourists, something closer to the Strip.
Cool. I heard a rumor you're actually going to get a phone and a listing in the phone book now?
A phone, yes. We might have a real bathroom, parking spaces. We're gonna move uptown in a lot of ways.
That's cool. All right, anything else you want to say to the Pinball Expo crowd, Tim?
I wish I was there. It was a lot of fun, but unfortunately I have to stay here. It's just me and the hippie. We're the only two that run the place, so it makes vacations kind of hard. Just keep telling your friends about, you know, the Pinball Hall of Fame, and if you're coming to Vegas, please visit. It's a lot of fun.
All right, cool, Tim. Thanks a lot. Good talking to you. I'm sure everyone... All right. I'll talk to you later, Tim. Thank you.
Bye-bye. As usual, we'll have Jimmy back next year for the 25th. Jim Shelberg! Yeah.